Mark Podcast Show. First UFO sighting on the moon occurred in 1668. Throughout the Middle Ages, visions of the super strange happenings were nearly always attributed to God or to the supernatural. What people couldn't explain was immediately elevated to statue to the divine. As society advanced, as new technologies came into existence, everything began changing and clinical thinking was slowly taking over society. Moving into the early modern period of the 17th century, people started to look more and more forward towards science and the stars for answers. New questions arose that the divine vision were unable to answer. With the invention of the reflecting telescope in 1608, people became obsessed with the stars, looking to the skies for answers, searching the night sky for clues that would help answer the questions that remained unanswered for centuries. As people started using telescopes, they started seeing things they couldn't explain. Fins in the night sky, things on the lunar surface. One of the most interesting UFO sighting on the surface of the moon took place in 1668. When colonial preacher Colin Meffer saw a strange shape on the moon's surface. According to reports, Cotton Mafia is believed to have said that he was looking through a telescope at the moon when he saw flying light over the surface on the moon. More interesting, if it hadn't been for NASA, this sighting would have ended up being forgotten. If you go to NASA's new chronological catalogue of reported lunar events, you'll find that in November of 1668, New England preacher, the Reverend Cotton Mafia, said he was observing the moon through his telescope when he saw a star point of light moving on the surface, lunar surface. Whilst he couldn't possibly know that Cotton Mafia saw in 1668, we must acknowledge there's a vast number of natural astrophobic phenomena that may appear as bright lights in the night sky. I may have seen one such event. It was a well-known fact that there were a number of Earth phenomena that didn't materialise in a way appearing as a glowing balls of light and seen for distance through a telescope may appear as a star. Today, for example, there are many people who have seen objects they cannot explain while observing the moon from their backyard. From mysterious saucer-shaped objects to lights and shadows moving on the moon, UFO sightings on Earth's natural satellite have become an ordinary thing. However, what is significant about the fact that a prominent religious figure such as Colton Fayer, M-A-T-H-E-R, will go on and report such a sighting not as a vision for God, but as an astrological event, as an unknown event. Following Mayfair's 1668 sighting, more people started reporting strange things on the moon. 1783, astronomer Sir John Haskell, the man who discovered the planet Uranus, reported seeing bright lights during an eclipse, with approximate brightness of magnitude of plus 4. 4 years later, in 1787, Sir John Haskell reported seeing objects glowing like burning charcoal on the moon's surface. In 1784, astronomer Royal Reverend Neville Mescaly reported to the Royal Society that he had seen lights in the dark portion of the moon. In November 1821, Sir John Haskell again reported seeing strange lights three times in succession.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.